Yeah. Mic check 1, 2.
Good.
It's that time again. Yeah. Ya la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención, class is in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more, that's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause some churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit, yeah. That mean you take a loss and you spray from the way. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it say what it say. Gavin el tiempo. Entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento. La Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento. No te pierdas en doctrina como viento. Estudia y ora y aplica. Tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita. Escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y israelitas. Oye cómo explica Israel unido en Cristo para la vida. Nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour. Learn your family history, don't be a coward. Yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Your history to learn, it's the power hour. Still learn hour. Tune in to your history, you know it ain't no history. Power hour. Still learn hour.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour Plus Edition. I got to slow down because I was about to say Captain Deacon Yahshua.
Officer Shia.
Officer Tobias.
We are back live.
Hey, shalom, sir. Nice to meet you. It's been a long time.
That's how you feel, right?
That's how I feel.
I do feel it. Feel like it's been a month since
it's
I've
been
alive. No, I went. I didn't go. I know. At the beginning of June, I was away.
Yeah.
And then the Officers of 50 covered.
Yes.
You were out of town. You were in PR.
Mm-hmm.
Not international yet.
Not yet.
But that's close.
Lord's willing. Yes.
That's
sir.
A step closer to it. And with that being said, I do want to give a shout out to yourself. Thank you, Captain Zephaniah, Captain Abiel, Officer Liam. For the opportunity to go to PR, it was a beautiful experience. It was definitely different after reading, going over the book War Against All Puerto Ricans.
Uh-huh.
Man, it just brought the whole thing back to, it just made everything that much more real.
Yeah.
So shout out to them, man. And it was beautiful and thank you for the experience. It was great.
Hey,
shout out to the Most High for putting the spirit of diligence on you. I was thinking about you specifically as I was driving here today and I was saying how, all praise to the Most High. I'm very impressed with how your growth has been, how you matured spiritually in this walk. We all continue to have opportunities. I want you to get a big head.
Yes. No, it was very...
But I remember from when you came in, all fresh-faced and all of that. How long you been here now?
It's about 6 years.
You were here before I got here, right? Before I moved?
Yes.
Okay. Did you meet me when I visited?
Yes.
You did. Okay, I don't remember.
No. Sorry, no.
First time you remember is when I moved?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Yes. So, and how long were you here before I got here?
A couple months.
Okay.
A couple months.
So, I've been here 6 years? Or is it going to be 6 years in August?
It's going to be.
It's going to be 6 years.
Yep.
Okay. And, bro, you've come a long way, bro. Like, I see the way you carry yourself, how you bring things out in the scriptures and things like that. And you can tell when a brother studies and applies. There's a difference. You got the study brothers that precept and all that stuff like that. But today you and I think about y'all like randomly sometimes.
Yeah.
Y'all just pop into my head and stuff like that.
We were talking about that on Monday when we were going out to eat. We were talking about the same thing.
So I say that to say no thanks needed from us. That's something that you earned by your works and your display of works and things like that to be able to go out on that trip and start to put in your bricks in that way. So, you know, Lord's will you be able to hop on some more, you know?
Yes,
we'll see
sir.
What's up.
Right? It's definitely an experience. Hey, man, Puerto Rico is beautiful. I can see, like, the scriptures coming to life as far as the land. It's all green. It's mm-hmm. just like a jungle, bro. Yeah. It's very beautiful.
The soil is special there.
Damn,
like,
bro.
It's real fertile. I remember when we went the very first time.
Damn.
They were talking. And that goes into the blessings of the deep and
yes.
the blessings beneath that you read about in Deuteronomy 33.
Correct.
And it talks about when we had went and we did, like, a tour of I think it was a sugarcane plantation or whatever. And one of the things they were saying is that one of the reasons it became so coveted, of course, after they took all the gold and diamonds and everything else, they realized how fertile the soil was.
Mm-hmm.
to be able to grow and produce crops and things like that. And they were saying it has something to do with the way like the cycles of the wind come through the mountain and the way the water comes down from the mountain with all the minerals, it hits the soil. And I was just damned. I just kept thinking of the prophecy of Ephraim and the land and how fertile it would be.
At the Puerto Rico parade in Chicago, I was just hitting the blessing. I was just hitting Genesis 49 on Joseph, how they shot at him and hated him, and he abode strong still and was fruitful. Yeah. And then also I could just think of, that's the only thing I was hitting, Genesis 49 and Deuteronomy 33, because it just made that scripture so much more real. It just came to life so much more. I was like, damn, bro. The Bible is a true book. So all praise to the Most High.
someone said, Deacon, my favorite track, La Undécima Hora, Agua. That's probably my favorite track, too. Hey, speaking of which, y'all heard that intro song? That's from La Undécima Hora. I put some respect on that.
I got to go to war with the brother that made the song, Soldier Ruben. And Officer Eliab. They were out there. It was great, man.
Put some respect on the Northern Kingdom album, all right?
That's
you get
smart.
An original royalty. That's you can go right. to Spotify and play that thing, all right? A lot of good tracks on there.
I'm sorry. Who are you, sir?
He said it.
Say it again. Officer Tobias.
Well, you look at mighty Spiffy in that nice blue polo.
What's going on? What's going on with the change in the radio show?
He's looking. We premiering the new shirts on the Power Hour Plus. All right. Look at that. Look, you got the sleeve here. Show me your sleeve. IUIC TV. No, put it back on him. They see enough of me. Put it back on him. IUIC TV on the sleeve.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Show him the chest, Tobias. So. All right.
Because you got more chest than
I. Yeah, and you're single too. So, all right. Yeah. So they can see. We got the new shirts. All right. We have a couple colors. I think we're gonna get like one more color. We got the black. That's been our thing. The black. But I said let's rock with the blue. Let's rock with the blue. Represent the show and IUIC TV. I think I did. I did one show in June. I think. No.
Yeah. With the Officer Iskar.
Right, but it's been a few weeks since I've been back, right?
Yeah.
I hear that.
Well, nice to meet you, sir. Welcome back.
I'm back. Oh, praise to the Most High. I'm back. I think it's new moon next week, though, so we won't be on next week, right?
I haven't checked the schedule.
No, not next week. The week after.
I haven't checked.
The 13th. I think it falls on a Wednesday. So we won't be on that day because of new moon. But, but we here. I'm amped to be back. All right. Man, so we're still talking about social engineering. Last time I was here, I believe we were still talking about social engineering. Mm-hmm. All right. Because there's so much that goes into that. I mean, even the current events, bro, in these last days is insane. Bro.
Just popping up left and right. Something new every day, bro.
Bro, it's wild.
Crazy.
It's wild out there. It's wild.
Can't keep up.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. But before we jump into any of that, the last YouTube video I showed you, we got to listen to this thing. So, bro, don't play it. Let me set the stage. This was actually just posted. Deacon Abiel posted it in our group chat. And let me tell you, man, where's that one in, is it Acts 17 where it talks about turning the world upside down?
Okay.
Is that it?
These two men.
Yes.
Get that. I gotta set the stage because it's not a game. It's really going down like that. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Hold on. 17:6. Yep.
Book of Acts, chapter 17:6. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also."
Right. So it says, "These that have turned the world upside down have come hither also." All right. Man, I'm telling you, we are really, yet again, making headway. I mean, just when you think complacency can potentially take over any organization, that has not been the case with IUIC. We continue through the Spirit of the Most High to innovate, to come up with new things. And I'm going to say something. It's not even the turning of world upside down. From their perspective, it is. Bishop Kanai said this on Saturday, but we didn't pull the scripture on it. Let's get Isaiah 29 and 16, all right? Isaiah 29 and 16. It's really turning things right side up. But
that's
they
right.
say upside down because they've turned it upside down.
That's
that might
right.
be a Stranger Things, the upside down.
Mm.
I started watching the new season again finally.
I've been watching it.
Nah, bro, it's been tough for me, man, to get my shows in and stuff like that. Yeah. I did get caught up with The Boys though.
Oh.
Yeah.
I saw like half an episode, but I couldn't because my kids were there.
Yeah, that thing is wild. But get this, Isaiah 29:16, all right?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 29 and verse 16.
Because in Acts 17:6 we just read, it says they were referring to us, them that want to maintain the state of this world, them that want to continue to see things be the way they are, them that think that this is their rest. They say that we're turning things upside down, and it's not. It's the Most High's word going out and setting things right side up. And this is the scripture that proves it. Come on.
Surely you are turning up things upside down.
They turn things upside down, not us.
Right.
It says your turning of things upside down. Come on.
Shall be esteemed as the potter's clay.
Meaning it's malleable. It can be changed. It's not set. It's not fixed. The only thing that's fixed is God's will and what's going to happen according to the Most High God. And God says we're going to turn things right side up. They refer to it as upside down because it goes against everything that they've established. And this is still on topic because this is part of that social engineering and that social construct and why we're experiencing such violence as we go out to these churches. Where's the love of Jesus?
What would Jesus do?
Where's the love of Jesus from these Christians as we go out there? What the hell is going on? These Christians are violent.
The Christians,
hey.
The women.
Bro, they well, we know, man. Don't even get me started because the show just turned into, you know, not our repentant sisters here, but them women that are out there, man. Oh, my goodness.
Gosh.
One
of them this past Sunday almost crashed because she was, like, just there on the exit of the church trying to scream at us.
This was the church y'all hit on Sunday?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Screaming
and then
at
she'll
us.
Try to sue us and say that it was us. That made her crash.
We were like, yo, sis, watch out.
Wow.
We were, watch out. There's another one redheaded, like, redheaded.
That was
not an Edomite. Be clear on that.
No.
This is a Jake's sister with
a
red
Judah
hair.
Sister
with red hair. They love that red.
Red like
this, like the Apocrypha red.
Your Apocrypha red.
Like the Apocrypha red.
Talking about Christ is a light of beam. He doesn't have a body, and she's walking.
He's a beam of light.
Yes.
Hey, officer, you know what's crazy? When she first came out of the church, she wasn't doing that. She didn't do that until she came over and got a script from you.
Yeah. Well, that's because an exorcism was taking place.
Exactly.
That's like when the spirits saw Christ and they said, please put us in the pigs. Don't cast us out.
Yes.
They said, yo, now's not the time.
Right. Right.
The demons was like, wait a second. Whole body started twitching all crazy.
The redhead was walking across the street. We were like, yo, there's cars coming. Watch out. She's still screaming at us. Christ then is a beam of light.
Damn. So y'all was trying to protect her.
Yeah.
Trying to warn her.
There's a car coming. Look out, because she's walking across the street to the bus station. Look out. Watch out, sister.
I'm telling you. These
and
Christians are
violent. She was like talking back to us, screaming, Christ, y'all don't know nothing. Y'all don't know the love of Jesus. She could have got hurt. She could have really got hurt, bro.
And also get the Matrix clip, man. I know I've showed this on the show before, but that thing's probably going to be like a staple anytime I talk about stuff
all
like
the
this.
Time.
Get that ready, where it talks about how they're so in the Matrix that they'll fight to defend it. Go ahead. Read this in Isaiah 29:16 again. Because actually, read Acts 17:6 again, and then jump right into Isaiah 29 and 16.
Book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 6. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down.
Right. So remember how I said they went to the rulers of the city. This is what these churches have been doing. They've been going to the governments in Oklahoma. They brought that lawsuit against us.
Right.
All right. And they're saying, what they're basically saying is that, look, they're trying to change the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to change the way that things have been established by y'all, master.
Damn.
Get after them. What, read that last part again?
These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also.
Right. And they're saying, damn, now they're here.
They're here. Right.
We've heard about them before, but now they come in on our doorstep.
That's something they always, all of the Christian churches we go to, all of them say, but why our church? All of them. From the first one that I've gone to. Hey,
get me that one
church?
Where it says where judgment must first begin,
Peter.
Yep, at the house of God.
All of them.
That's why. When they ask you that question, give them that scripture right there.
That's,
and after we play this verse, I got two scriptures going to tell them why. Also, after we show, not the Matrix one, we'll show the other one first. All right. We're going to talk about that.
They all ask,
speak
why?
On your talents. Are y'all Hispanic, Puerto Rican? No, we're Israelites. I'm from the tribe of Ephraim.
That's
His
right. His
brother's from the tribe of Issachar. His brother's from the tribe of Judah.
Judah.
All right. Go ahead, read this.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, and verse 17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God.
So, hey, brothers and sisters, when you go out to those church visits, when they say, why our church? You give them this scripture again. Read the verse again.
For the time has come.
No, quote it.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 17.
Come on.
For the time has come.
Because the time has come. Come on.
That judgment must begin at the house of God.
That judgment must begin at the house of God. And not that we can pass any type of judgment on you, but we must show you your right and your wrong. I'm going to bring that out later when we read Ezekiel 3. We must show you that right and wrong. So now it comes to you first. What else does it say? That it?
Begin at us.
Come on.
What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?
Right. That's why. So what you see as an attack, what you see as you being bum rushed and yep. violated, that's love being shown to you.
Mm.
Because it has to begin at the house of Israel first. Yes, our oppressor is going to get their due. Yes, all of them. But in order for us to be set up in rulership, we got to weed out them. The Most High got to weed out them 2/3.
Correct.
And we got to show who's made manifest by what? By the application of these scriptures, by gathering yourselves together under this banner and these standards, coming together so that we can go ahead and live these things together. And you'll see who's really fit for that and who's not as we rehearse those righteous acts. Get Isaiah 29 and 16 now, because it said the turning of things upside down. Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 29 and verse 16.
In Acts, it said that we turn the world upside down. Come on.
Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay.
It's a dome. Listen, your things, maybe you got to be reminded of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Your turning of things upside down, that's for a time. When it says esteemed as the potter's clay, think of those characteristics of clay. Clay, you can make whatever you want.
You can mold it.
You can remold it. You can do whatever you want with it, right?
Yep.
Until it passes through the fire, right? Then that thing gets solidified.
Mm-hmm.
That pass through when the clay goes through the fire, that's the kingdom of heaven being established. There
right,
ain't going to be no more changing in that.
Right.
But think about the clay and those characteristics. So it's saying, listen, what's going on now, that goes into 2 Ezra 6 and 9, where it says Esau's the end and Jacob's the beginning.
Yeah.
It's saying, listen, this thing is only for a time.
Yes.
All right. I think I went over there on a show several weeks back where when you read at the beginning of that chapter, he says, look, this is how I set things up. Esau the adversary, Jacob the heroes. Esau the villain, Jacob the heroes. And it says that. So when it says it's like the clay, it means it was only meant to retain its present form for a certain time. It's shaped for a certain time. You really got to assess those things when you read that stuff.
Mm.
It's temporary is the point that's being made. Come on.
Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he had no understanding?
That goes in like Romans 9 where it says something similar where it says you can't go ahead and question why did you make me thus?
Right. Why did he make me thus?
Right. Some vessels are fitted for destruction. Vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. Right.
And some
are vessels to honor. Right. Some are made to be destroyed. Others are made to be honored. Right. And that's what it's going into. So, hell yeah, we going out there. We doing this stuff.
Yes,
so much so the impact that's coming on. You got to listen to this thing right here. Not Lady in the Red Dress. Give me the other one.
Yep.
The one I just said. So listen to the dialogue. So obviously, hey, they always talking about us. But they're talking about us heavy now. They're talking about us heavy now because we're forcing them to escalate and come to the table. The objective is not to just try to break them down, but show them where they're wrong so that they have a chance to be built up, right? Read that in Peter's again. Read that in 1 Peter's again. Got to get that emphasis out. So when they ask you why my church, in 1 Peter 4:17 it was?
Yep.
In 1 Peter 4:17, when they ask you why my church.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, and verse 17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?
Right. We are trying to exhort you. We are trying to provoke you to keep the gospel of God, to keep it, to obey it. And that means application. That don't mean get there, shuck and jive, sing and dance,
right,
come out and assault your brothers and sisters that are trying to show you that judgment is going to start at the house of God first. That house of God is dealing with the Israelites, all right?
Right.
Scripture says that we are his dwelling place. He's talking about us. He wants to dwell with us. We are his chosen, all right? That's what it's talking about. So you got to realize what's going on here. It's not for bad, right? It's not, it don't got anything to do with that. Let's play this clip.
Might have attended a visit, but it can't really relate to that church in terms of their style of worship. So
I I'm confused. I'm so confused by this.
Stop. Hold on. Wait. Now, you're going to hear the sister's voice, but this is one of those rare cases where the sister's actually making a good point.
Mm-hmm.
She's in our favor in what she's saying. She's keeping it real. So I'm telling you, they being touched. The word don't go out void.
Yeah.
And it don't mean that this sister will repent, but a seed is planted.
Right.
This word touches people. We should never be out there teaching and anybody feels like we didn't get the upper hand. I don't care how the interaction went. We touched them. Even if it ends in violence, we touched them. The word of God touches you. Remember, in Hebrews 4, it talks about that it's a sword, right?
Yep.
It divides asunder, discerning the spirits.
Right.
And the reason you know how you see if it discerns the spirits? How somebody's reaction is when the word comes out.
Right.
That's when you see what's in them. You don't got to have some special superpower that shows you. You bring something out. For example, I'll keep it real simple. You bring out Deuteronomy 22:5 and the woman bucks up. It just discerned where her spirit is.
Right?
You go into Leviticus 18 with the sexual laws and somebody's a homo,
yep,
and you bring that out, it just discerned what's in that spirit right there. So you got to realize the word will do its thing, and people get touched by that thing. And what it does is it magnifies what's really in them.
Right.
So we've had those opportunities where a sister will take off the wig, a brother will take off the idol and trash it right in front of you in camp.
Right.
That's discerning what's really in that brother and sister.
Right.
Now it's up to the Most High to see how much increase he gives to that brother and sister and how that thing grows in them, all right? But the planting has been done.
It's been done.
Right?
Yeah.
The watering has been done.
We did our job.
Right, right. So this sister, they're having a dialogue about us and the stuff we do it.
This is like a Zoom.
And she's actually defending us. Bro, they getting touched. Our people are getting touched. All praises to the Most High is doing what it needs to do. All right, come on.
I mean no harm.
Okay.
I mean no harm. The confusion is regardless of the fact that they're a new church or they're a brand new church or they're an old church, they don't understand the community. Ministry is outside of the building. We've made ministry inside the building. Ministry goes outside of the building, going into those communities. This is why IUIC has such a footing on the church, because they're willing to go places that churches are not willing to go to.
That's
right.
Stop. She said,
damn.
This is why IUIC has such a footing with our people, because they're willing to go places that the churches won't go. Let me get Luke 14:23.
Yo, there's a short. Captain Shimai brought this out today. It said he brought it out, where it says the thing about us, the Israelites, we know we might not come back. We know that we understand we're going to a place that we don't know. It's the first time we go there. It might be the last time, but we out there teaching bold, ready to put in this work, and that's heavy, bro. This sister's on point.
Yep, come on.
The book of St. Luke, chapter 14, and verse 23. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled.
Right, so we got to go out to the highways and to the hedges and compel them of our people, all right? I'm going to let her finish, and then we're going to get Ezekiel. Who? How do we know that it's saying where we go? How do we determine that, right? Because Christianity teaches you all people can be saved. So they want to go to the highways and the hedges of, like, you know, the most esteemed, prestigious neighborhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not really trying to make inroads in the hood. They're
right.
Not trying to roll that way,
right,
and tell people to change. If they do, if there's any of them that have any type of ministry in the hood, they're not telling them stop slinging. They're not telling them to stop the gang banging.
They don't have a genuine concern.
No, they don't. They don't. They're just trying to make peace with the gang so that maybe they don't disrupt what they're doing and things like that. But they're not really in there. And listen, I'm not saying that maybe there's a handful out there that might do some things or whatever, but you still ain't teaching them the commandments.
Right.
You still ain't giving them the solutions.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to them with an oppressor, and you're wondering why you're not making inroads.
Right.
So the sister got a point in what she's saying here. Go ahead, bring that out. Run it back just a little bit. To what she said.
We've made ministry inside the building. Ministry goes outside of the building, going into those communities. This is why IUIC has such a footing on the church, because they're willing to go places that churches are not willing to go to. Y'all got to be honest with that. But stop 1 second. Y'all got to be honest with that. While we're in the church, I grew up in the church. I was raised in the church. And I actually came from a church that that interacted with the community. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, fortunately.
Can y'all hear me?
He said, yeah, unfortunately. But she said, hey, ministry's not in the church. Ministry means you go out the church.
Right.
She's talking about evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
Ministry means out the church.
That's what
happens in the church is teaching.
Yes.
That's why you read where it says Christ taught, Paul taught.
Right.
But when you minister, when you evangelize, that's outside that you do that. That's outside.
That's right.
Right? Oh, he freaking turned her. He said, unfortunately, he's salty. Right. What's she say? She
salty.
Said, yo. And mind you, she's for them. But she said, yo, you got to be honest, though.
Right.
And you want to know something? That's the same thing the apologists have said. That's the same thing that had Mark Reiser envious of us.
Damn.
Because he was like, damn. He said, man, it's valiant. It's impressive. I remember there was one video, was it the brothers in Detroit or Ohio? And there was like a shootout down the block. And, you know, they were telling the brothers, hey, come over here. You're going to be able. And he was like in awe. He said, hey, he goes, that's powerful.
That was in Detroit.
Yeah, that was in Detroit. He said, that's powerful.
That's right, the video.
Yep.
He
said, that's going to go ahead and make people feel like, damn, there's some power here and stuff like that.
Right.
I remember when the whole first thing popped out, like his big reveal was when he went on that Apologia radio and stuff like that, and he was saying that we're like superheroes with the capes and this and that, and it's because the Christian church doesn't go and they don't evangelize in the streets, but that we go and play. So he said this years ago, and now they starting to see it as well. And what the reason he told her unfortunately is because his spirit got cut because of the hypocrisy of what the Christian church is and what it has become, especially when I'm talking about the so-called black church, the Hispanic church, or the Jakes that are in the churches teaching a form, a rudiment of what our true book is.
Right.
All right? Go ahead.
They like that. But
look
I
at me going through you like
that.
You come here. See, that this is the thing that get me. You come. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to let you. All this time now, you come here. Who you, the lawyer for IUIC?
I'm not. Don't do me like
that.
Yeah, she's the spokesperson.
She's the spokesperson.
That's what it looks like.
So,
Abby,
don't do me like that.
Yo, stop. He said, are you the lawyer for IUIC?
Yeah,
he said, you sound like the spokesperson.
He more emotional than she is.
Oh, man. Hey, that's
emotional.
The power. That's the power.
Damage.
That's the power of the Most High. That you got someone that's supposed to be on their side.
Right.
And they starting to see, bro, that's the light shining. They can see the good that we're doing, you know. That, you know, she might still come and say, you know, if we could just do that, but teach white Jesus. But we know that there's no solutions in that for our people. That gospel, that supposed gospel, right, because it's good news, but it's only good news for Edom and all those that are Confederate with them, the way they preach it, right?
Right.
That has been preached in the whole earth. That's been preached everywhere.
Yes.
They got the Bible in Chinese, Mandarin, Korean, whatever.
They got statues everywhere.
All over the place. Mm-hmm. All over the place. And still no change, still no forward progress for our people. Because this has yet to be applied. This has yet to be applied. And wherever you see this being applied, what you see behind that is order. What you see behind that is structure. What you see behind that is that gathering together in righteousness. What were you going to say?
Can I get a scripture?
Mm-hmm.
Acts 4. Acts 4 and 16. I'll get straight to the point. Mm-hmm. I was going over this. We had a Zoom meeting with the brothers when we were shut down for because of COVID. And I was going over Acts 4 with them. I was reading it that day at work, and I was reading this chapter, and it just made so much sense to what we're doing now at this point in time, especially the summer blitzes that we're doing, this church blitzes. Acts 4 and 16. To your point, what we're doing, order, structure, raising back up the black man, the Hispanic man, the Native American man to be the God on earth that he is a miracle. Watch this. Come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 4, and verse 19. But Peter and John answered and said unto them,
16.
Acts, chapter 4, and verse 16, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem.
Everybody sees them. They're out in the street. They're going to the churches. They're marching in unison in every city, in a single file line, in order, chanting, teaching,
rebuking what is sin, what's wrong in the community. Everybody, it's manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. Come on.
And we cannot deny it.
They cannot deny what we are doing. We are changing the minds of our people, and they cannot deny it. This sister said, I can't deny it.
Right. That's right.
The brother said, what did he say? Yeah, unfortunately.
He's like, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Bruh, you can't deny this. You sound like the lawyer for IUIC. Come on, play that.
That's what it looks like. Sister E, who does IUIC target? They target everyone or just a specific group?
They target a specific group and a specific group. I'm not knocking that, but what I'm saying
is... No, but Sister E, you're saying I'm confused, and I'm saying that the church has similar tactics, but in the same
way... He's protecting the heretics.
I don't understand. What's...
Whose side are you on?
I'm just saying, I'm speaking facts.
Regardless of what you're saying, Dunamis, it still doesn't make sense because regardless of whoever IUIC, they're going to the same communities that these black churches are in. Again, I'm not knocking the black church. I grew up in the black church. But again, IUIC is going places that the black churches is not going. They're going to the project. They're going into the hood. And they're snatching these young brothers up and saying, come and be a part. And G-Con, you ain't got to agree with me, but I grew up and I watched how some of these black churches sat in the building, clapping on their tambourines, playing their organs, and never went outside of the four walls.
Keep playing. Hold on, let me just say this real quick.
So I'm... Y'all hear me? Let me know if you can hear.
Yeah, we can hear you, bro.
I'm 40 years old, right? So my age group, the church, they never was sitting in the pews like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at the church now, these kids got the prostitute ministry to where the people get out and talk to the prostitutes out there. They got also the drug ministry that they have, you know what I'm saying? It's something every day of the week. And so then also half the stuff the IUIC is doing, they actually got it from the church because in my group, I learned.
You know that's a lie. We got it from the Bible because that's what the Bible says. Hold on. Let me bring that real quick. Give me Ezekiel 3. He's saying half the stuff we doing, we got from the church. No. We got it from the Bible. We're teaching the Bible.
That's right.
Get Ezekiel 3 and then start at 4.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 3 and verse 4. And he said unto me, son of man, go, get thee into the house of Israel.
This goes with Luke 14:23. This goes with 1 Peter 4:17. He said, and son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel. Come on.
And speak with my words unto them.
We got that from the Bible. Come on.
For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel.
He's like, but who are they targeting? He mad because we going into the churches. Get me the scripture where it talks about, don't leave this. You can look it up. Where it spoke about Christ going into the synagogue, Paul teaching in the synagogue, reasoning in the synagogues. All right. So he says, and you don't go to hard language, but to the house of Israel. Let's get to the point, jump to verse 11, because without having to go the whole route of breaking down the curses, I'm trying to do this the shorthand way.
Right.
How do we target these people? Come on, read.
Verse 11, and go, get thee to them of the captivity.
Up to thee of them of the captivity. We are the only nation whose history starts with slavery. It starts with Columbus, because you could say, oh, well, you so-called Puerto Ricans and you Mexicans, you know, you had Aztec empires today. Who knew about that, if not for the slave master writing about it?
Right.
Right.
And what you read about it was basically their accounts, and then from then on, it was all just downhill, right? No type of history or anything like that. The history is identified by our captivity. Same thing for Southern Kingdom. The history is identified by our captivity. You got to dig. You got to dig to find the wonderful things we did, the feats of what they would so-called science and architecture of navigation, of aviation, of all the different things that we did, the aqueducts, the reservoirs.
Even how they got to space.
Right. all that type of the understanding and the signs of the stars for us to navigate and all those things like that. You got to dig to find those things. But our history is largely identified by captivity. All right, read verse 11 again.
Verse 11, and go, get thee to them of the captivity, unto the children of thy people.
Unto the children of thy people, come on.
And speak unto them, and tell them, thus saith the Lord God, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear.
Right, and here's the other problem. He's saying, look, I grew up in churches that had the drug ministry. We went out and spoke to the drug dealers. Well, we had the prostitute ministry. We went out and spoke to the prostitutes. What he's saying here, bro, he said, he didn't go and said, speak unto them the word of God. Speak, thus saith the Lord. It's not just speak unto them the word of God. It says, thus saith the Lord. Meaning you have to teach the commandments.
Right.
You have to teach repentance. Because when it says, thus saith the Lord, what are you saying? This is what God says you should do.
Right.
So they might have a drug ministry. They might have a prostitution ministry. But they're not telling them come up out of it. Mm-hmm. They're telling them come up into my doors. And that's it. Not that you got to stop that to get your life in order.
Right.
They're not saying, thus saith the Lord. So he talking about we got that from the Christian church. Hell no.
Hell no.
Right? Did you find it?
Yes, sir.
All right, come on, bring that out. The book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 54.
Bring it out.
And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, and so much that they were astonished and said, Whence have this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Right, and that's what they say to us. They're like, damn, because their notion of us is the white man's notion of us.
Right.
They, that's another thing that irks me about this. They don't look at us and see their brothers.
No.
They look at us and see the stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they look at us and see Deuteronomy 28 and 37.
Right.
They look down upon us.
Thinking
they're above us, but we're the same people.
Right. And that goes into, remember when I brought out the high church and the low church? Mm-hmm. They look at us
that's
as a low
right.
thing. They look at us as a low quality information. It's not
right.
the case. What are you going to say, soldier?
That scripture came out, and also Shia can tell you, at least 30 times at camp when the pastor kept asking, why are y'all here?
Scripture.
Why are y'all at our church? That scripture right there.
Right here.
Yep. What about,
I got you, Paul.
Paul,
come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 18. And notice in the verse that you read, he said, in their synagogue.
Yes.
Meaning what we just read, get thee to them of the captivity. It's possessive. It's possessive, meaning he went unto the Israelites.
Right.
Come on.
He taught them in his own country. He taught them in their synagogue.
Right.
That's
yep.
right.
Come on.
Acts 18, verse 4.
You want to start at 1.
Go ahead.
Jump to 4. The book of Acts, chapter 18 and verse 1.
Yeah.
After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth. Verse 4. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath. And persuaded the Jews and the Greeks.
Right, meaning the tents of Judah first and those of the northern. Because remember,
yes.
this isn't Greeks that went into the church. When you're in Acts at this point, it's after Christ was risen.
Mm-hmm.
So they started teaching the northern kingdom, right? Remember, Acts 10 was when that was revealed, when they started to teach Cornelius,
that's right?
Right.
Yep.
And then they started teaching northern kingdom. So now when it says the Greeks, I went over this when I did that Hellenism class.
Yes,
we have that on the Phoenix page, right?
Yep.
I went over the Hellenism on IUIC Phoenix, giving a little plug so you can go like and subscribe, all
that's
right?
That's right.
And put the little alerts on for when something drops, okay? And we went over that. The Greeks that it's talking about here is that northern kingdom, all right? Because not all northern kingdom came over. There was a remnant that stayed behind. That also goes into even some southern kingdom that were living as Gentiles as well,
right.
All right? Living like Greeks. And when they started to repent, they went in there. Where is it Acts 15 where it talks about where they have Moses taught in every?
Yes. No.
Right.
13? I was just reading it.
Mm. No, it's 15 and 21.
Yep,
read that.
The book of Acts, all chapter right. 15 and verse 21.
Read
for
it.
Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day.
Meaning, in this particular thing, there was like a disputation about what things they should emphasize as they teach them the law. And he was saying, look, we don't have to get so granular with them into all the laws, statutes, and commandments. Let's point out and address the obvious sin that they're dealing with, and then they can go into the synagogues to read this. So now when you go to Acts 18 that we were reading, 18 and 4, what he's talking about when he says the Jews and the Greeks. He's letting you know that this means those Israelites who were living like Gentiles, living in the Greekish fashion, that went and started to learn in the synagogues, right? Because that's what they were commanded by the apostles to do, by the disciples. Go into the synagogues and there learn the rest of the law, statutes, and commandments that you need to keep. All
just
right?
Like here, just like here, like we do. We're doing everything out of the Bible. We see you on the street, hey, sis, hey, brother, you're an Israelite. Learn your identity. From there, if they're intrigued and they stay, hey, well, let me show you some basic commandments you can start keeping. Uncover your head, brother, sister. You shouldn't be wearing pants, right? Fringes, the Sabbath day. And then from there, you come to the congregation and you learn other things that you start need to start applying. You start learning other things. Oh, dang. I didn't know
the
I had
most
this.
Glaring ones is what gets pointed out and addressed in that moment.
Right there, right.
And then
yep.
You might remember Paul said, I had not known sin except the law has said thou shalt not covet. Right. So now you got to go and you pick that up. And oh, damn, I didn't know this was a sin. Oh, snap. I didn't know that I needed to do this. I didn't need to know that I need to do that.
Exactly.
And you move forward in it. Because what they try to do in the Christian church is make you feel like it's too burdensome to keep the law.
Mm-hmm.
And it is if you want to just stay after your sin. Mm-hmm. Of course it is. But, you know, if you look back in hindsight, repentance really wasn't hard. Like starting to keep the Sabbath day, that's not hard.
No. We were excited.
To put on your fringes, that's not hard. And I'm not talking about because you didn't know where to buy fringes and you didn't know how to sew it. There's people could help you with that.
Right.
Right? What I'm talking about. It was too far for you to get somewhere? Was it something that, like kryptonite that you couldn't touch?
No,
but they treat it that way.
Mm-hmm.
They treat what's clean, what's supposed to be that washing of water by the word,
mm-hmm.
okay? And they treat it as something dirty,
mm-hmm.
that's impossible to do, that's impossible to bear. And it really isn't. The challenge is living your whole life. Continuing to keep those laws.
Yep,
right. That's because we live in a polluted place.
Even Christ said that.
Right. Yeah. That's, yeah, right.
It was at John 8 and 31. He mm-hmm. said, if you continue in my word,
yes.
then you are my disciple.
Yes, yes. Right. Bring that out. That's a good script. Bring that out. Mm-hmm. All praises.
Get John 8
yep.
and 30. I think it's 31.
Yep. Hey, nobody going to be offended in here, feast your talents, that the Christian church is about white people. In the Bible, white people is Esau, Edom, all right? Yep. So no, nobody. He said, I hate the because they be about white people. He said, don't mean to upset anyone. Hey, if you upset anybody in here, they ain't repentant Israelites. That's for sure.
Right.
The book of John, start
at verse 30.
The book of John, chapter 8, verse 30.
Yeah.
As he spake these words, many believed on him.
So this is Christ. Christ was teaching, and as he spake these words, he was speaking, teaching the people, and they started to believe on him. Read.
Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him.
Right.
If ye continue in my word.
That's the same with us. When the word is sown, we start to hear it at camp. We hear the videos we're watching for a year, 2 years, 3 years. Read.
Then are ye my disciples indeed.
We become those disciples if we continue in the word. They continue to allow the word to sanctify and purify us, and we get our lives right. We continue to grow into the fullness and the stature of Christ.
That's right.
Hey, big time, big time.
One more. Acts 4. Back to Acts 4, 13. Going back of how that low church, the high church,
mm-hmm.
Acts 4:13.
The book of Acts, chapter 4, and verse 13.
Yeah.
Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John.
Man, that's what we're doing out there. We're preaching this word, bold. Come on.
And perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men.
Mm-hmm.
They marveled. And they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus.
Guess what? They are marveling there. Why are you here? Why our church? We're just trying to worship because... You ain't following the Bible. We out there with boldness, and you think you're looking down upon us, but you know we right, man.
Right, right. Hey, let's finish up the rest of what she's saying. There's like another minute. Go ahead.
And it's something every day of the week. And so then also half the stuff the IUIC is doing, they actually got it from the church because
– Well, that's a lie.
Group,
we just disproved that.
I learned – we was dealing with prison ministry. We was dealing with God doing all of that. You know what I'm saying? So we got our hands in everything. Missionary. It's kids right now that's doing missionary at around like 15 across seas doing missionaries, going to Haiti and stuff. So I wouldn't say this.
Stop. What's a 15-year-old doing? Like,
that's like the Jehovah's Witness. Is that who that goes door to door?
Yeah, they go door to door. What he said, we got 15-year-old. Like that's impressive.
Right.
Yeah, let me take a young, inexperienced, hasn't lived life, and they do a missionary. We're going to show you how backwards they are.
Elder Michael.
I was about to say that. Elder 15-year-old.
Elder 15-year-old. Come on, man. Go ahead.
I wouldn't go. No, they've been going to those places. It's just that it's more people just acting.
Not for a whole.
Communities now.
Not as a whole. Not as a whole. Not as a whole, G-Con.
Hold on. Let me just finish real quick. Okay. No, it is as a whole. Because what I...
No, that's not.
Sister E, hold on a minute. You let somebody talk. You...
Right.
Go ahead, G-Con. You in the truck. You skate breaking up.
All righty then.
That's wild.
Bro, there's a video, Creflo Dollar denouncing tithing now.
Yeah, I seen that.
He said,
anything in the past.
He ain't gonna say that it was us, but he's saying I'm about to drop some stuff where I was wrong on tithing. But then he did say, but I'm not going to apologize for it because it got me to where.
Right. I'm not going to apologize for stealing for all of these years. Yeah. But
you got to find where it starts, though, man, because it's a long service, bro.
He said, I ain't giving back the money.
Yeah. I think it started like around 17 minutes. I don't remember.
It's in Telegram, D. We'll get it for you.
Yeah,
real quick,
man. If you
want to
play
point.
That thing, bro. Bro, they getting shook. They getting shook, man. But they also getting violent. And I've played this clip before. I hope we probably get kicked off of Facebook for the clip. But
the Matrix clip.
But play that clip. This is the violence that these Christians have been displaying. The love of Jesus that they have been displaying.
They're showing the true colors.
It's showing what you see here in this scene in the Matrix. Come on.
The Matrix is a system, Neo. That system is our enemy. When you're inside, you look around, what do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters, the very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy.
Stop. You heard that? He said, what you see is you see carpenters, you see this, you see that, right? Regular, meaning they don't identify as our people. They identify with their career, they identify with the social constructs that are out there. It's all going to circle back so we can jump into the meat and potatoes of what we're supposed to go into. And he says, until their minds have been freed, right? Until their minds have been freed, I forget Bishop brought this out too. Is it Revelation 7 where it talks about the seal? And then it's Isaiah 8, 16, is it? So we could say what the seal is. That's what he's saying when their minds have get that.
The book of Revelation, chapter 7 and verse 4.
Yeah.
I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000.
Right. So he's saying, I heard the number of them that were sealed. There were sealed of them 144,000. That's the freeing of those minds that we just saw in this clip.
Right.
He says, until their minds are freed, they are your enemy. They are your enemy, not because we want to make them our enemy, but we need to realize that they are programmed. It's not Trick Daddy, it's Trick Baby.
Right.
Where they have the mind of our oppressor.
Right.
So they may look like us. They may be of the captivity. They may speak like us and be of our, they might be your mother or your father, like Christ said in Matthew 10.
Yeah.
Right. They of your own household will be your foes.
Right.
He says, but until they have repented, they're your enemies. And that's the soundest advice that you can carry with you in this walk. Because you walk around with that Christian loving spirit, and that's how you're going to get snuffed. That's how you're going to get these Christians pull a gun on you or something like that, because it's happened. It's happened. That's the type of violence that's happening on these church blitzes. All right? Lord, praises to the Most High. Nobody's been shot or killed yet. But we know what prophecy says, and I'm not saying this now, but we know that there will be a time where that happens.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a time where that happens. Run that part back just a little bit where he says that, and I don't know if it's me. It seems a little low.
Yeah, turn up the USB on the
mic. Hey, it's that clip. Like, all the clips for this particular scene, all of them are
the
low.
Audio's not good.
Can
okay.
you turn up the USB more?
I have it all the way up.
Damn.
Yeah. Hey, you know, there ain't nothing wrong with being a carpenter, Josiah Israel, he said, but I haven't been. But, you know, right, as long as you don't work on the Sabbath and things like that. All praises. We need carpenters. We need types of trades and professions in
man,
the body.
Right. After watching the video of the brother that created that invented that machine, man, we man.
Yeah, we need that stuff.
Everything. We need everything.
That stuff. Go ahead, play it.
Carpenters, the very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of
Isaiah 8:16,
and that makes them our enemy.
Oh, you look
have to understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of these people.
Stop. I'm sorry. Run it back. I was talking to him. I saw him looking. Go ahead. Go.
That system is our enemy. When you're inside, you look around. What do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters. The very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemies.
Stop. So he said that. Remember, the very minds of the people you're trying to save. But until you do, they're still a part of that system, and that makes them your enemy.
Right.
That's when it says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of dark. Get me that
right.
real quick. I know I say get. Well, let me read Isaiah 8:16, because when he says free their mind, let's get that real quick. I got a whole bunch of stuff popping in my head. Isaiah 8:16.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 16.
Bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples.
It's talking about that's when the mind is free.
Right.
The mind is free when the law is sealed in them. When they start learning these things and applying them, the mind is in a process of being freed from this system. Why? Because he said this system, the crafty counsel of this earth, this pollution of this place.
Right.
When that starts to leave your mind, now you're free. You're no longer asleep. You're waking up from that deep slumber that you were in. Your eyes are opened, right? That's why there's another scripture that talks about we'll grope like the blind at noonday in Deuteronomy 28. It says we'll grope like the blind at noonday because the system has covered our eyes. Though there's light all over the place, we're blind. The mind's not free.
Correct.
So he's saying, but until then, they are your enemy. So that sealing, read that Isaiah 8:16 again.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 16. Bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples.
Seal the law among my disciples. And then he said, they will be your enemies. Let me get Matthew 10:34, because I quoted it. We got to bring it out, right, and say it. Matthew 10:34. Come on.
The book of St. Matthew, chapter 10, and verse 34.
Bring it out.
Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword.
Right, and you think that and you say, yeah, yeah, against the white man. Yeah, against this, that, and the other. No, read on.
Verse 35, for I am come to set a man at variance against his father.
Oh, come on.
And the daughter against her mother. And the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
Variance, meaning at opposition.
Right.
What's going to put you at opposition? That they are going to try to maintain this system. As we play the clip more, he's going to say that they'll even fight to defend it because they're so ingrained in it. Their mind is not sealed. They're not freed from the pollutions of this system. So the variance is going to be that when these laws, statutes, and commandments come out, they are going to show their true colors to you. Come on.
Verse 36, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household.
Your foe is your enemy. It's synonymous. It's a synonymous word, meaning it's the same. It says, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. So when he says that, basically, even though these are your people, they are going to be treat you like you're the enemy.
Right.
And he says as much. He says, until their mind is freed, they are your enemy. Not that we want a war with them, but have your guard up. Don't think that because it's your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, some cases your spouse, that there's going to be peace and harmony in that thing. There is not. Because it was prophesied that it would be not. What else we got? Was there something else I said to get?
Yep.
Ephesians. I don't need that. Was there something else?
Yep.
Ephesians 5.
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness.
Right. So what he's saying is like you got to treat them like that. Meaning you cannot be friendly. You can be civil.
Can two walk together.
Right.
Except they be agreed?
No. No. Can two walk together? So it says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness.
But,
come on.
But rather, reprove them.
Reprove them. Seal the law of God in their minds so that you can free them from the matrix, from this system, from this turning of things upside down that they have done.
Right.
Right? You wanted to bring something out?
Yeah, grab Proverbs real quick. Proverbs 28 and 4. Because it's heavy, because it's going, it says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, right? And we're talking about how those that are still in the world, those that are, we're using the matrix as an example, that there are enemies. Go ahead and read.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 4.
Read it out.
They that forsake the law praise the wicked.
So those that forsake the law, those that don't want to keep the laws, even after we've learned them, they praise the wicked. They're out there praising Kendrick Lamar. They're out there praising all of these other.
Hey, not just that. Let me show you something about that.
Yes,
that just popped in my head. Because they'll tell you, well, I don't keep Christmas because of that.
Right.
I don't do Halloween. It's for the kids.
Right.
That's not the reason I keep it. So they think that they're not praising the wicked.
Right.
But in doing that, right, you are, because you're not keeping the law. Read that verse from the top again.
They that forsake the law praise the wicked.
So how do they forsake the law? By following these ungodly customs,
right,
by following these holidays that are not our holidays.
Mm.
That's a for. So it's not just not, because you would think that it's the same thing. Forsaking it is not keeping it. It doesn't have to be deliberate is my point.
Right.
You can set up in your mind the stumbling block that you're not doing these things because it's about Christ, or it's about, I do it for the children, or I do it because it was the custom that we kept.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're really doing is praising the wicked regardless,
right,
as you do that. You could say, well, I'm not into homosexuality, but they can do their own thing, right?
You're praising it.
Right. And it tells you that in Romans 1 as well,
you're
that
okay,
it's like,
it,
right, if you're okay with it, it's basically like if you're doing it.
Isn't that like in, I think it's Maccabees, where it talks about they follow the glory of the Grecians rather than their fathers?
Yes. So that's the same thing like what you're reading here in Proverbs. Same exact thing. It's praising that. But it doesn't have to be deliberate praise is my point. That's
right.
Why I use the emphasis of, because, right, you're going at it from the point of they'll praise Kendrick Lamar and the likes and all these ungodly people that are out there.
Even like you said, following their ways.
Even following their ways is still praising the wicked.
Right.
Even if you're saying, yeah, I'm not keeping it because of that, but I keep it because of this.
Right.
Or I keep it because of that.
There's no in between. You're either hot or you're cold. There's
right.
no in between.
Right, right. Go ahead. Continue.
Read it again.
They that forsake the law praise the wicked.
Right, read.
But such as keep the law contend with them.
So that's that contention. We contend with them because if you're not keeping God's laws, it says have no fellowship, but rather reprove them. We're out there to contend for the faith, to hold down this gospel, to stand firmly for God's laws.
Right, right. All praises to the Most High. Let's finish this clip. Come on.
Understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system that they will fight to protect it.
Stop. So he says they're not ready to be freed yet. He says they're so hopelessly lost, so dependent on the system that they'll fight to protect it. Violently.
Right.
Violently. Christians are violent.
Real
Christians are violent.
That's that Lamentations, Lamentations 4.
That is a heavy one.
Go ahead, bring it out.
Get Lamentations 4:17.
Bring it out. He
That's
in the he in the booth itching.
Yeah, he is.
Let me at him. Let me at him.
Said, let me at him.
Got it. The book of Lamentations, chapter 4, and verse 17.
I'm sorry. Is that the one?
Yeah, Lamentations 4. They look for a nation that can't save them.
Okay.
They're defending it.
Go ahead.
The book of Lamentations, chapter 4, verse 17. As for us, our eyes has yet failed for our vain hope.
Hey, and you know why our eyes have failed? Because, meaning, we keep looking to them. We keep looking to the system. We keep looking to these other nations to liberate us, to find some understanding. And none of it works.
Right.
It's like exchanging one plight for another.
Mm.
It's exchanging one form of oppression for a different type of oppression,
right,
where you seem freer, where you seem like you have choices, and it feels better, and it might feel right. But at the end of the day, it's not. It's vain, because it's not going to get you salvation. It's not going to get you sealed, all right, so that the returning of our king can come. Go ahead, read that.
The book of Lamentations, chapter 4, verse 17. As for us, our eyes has yet failed for our vain hope.
Right, so when your eyes fail, that means you're blind.
Right.
It says, damn, your eyes, remember, like you said, the blind grope at noonday.
Mm-hmm.
They're so hopelessly a part of this system that they can't see it for what it is. They cannot see the matrix for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you need a guide. This is why you need somebody to show you that.
Mm-hmm.
And your eyes, it goes, there's another scene where he talks about where he said, why do my eyes hurt? He said, you never can we get that one?
Yeah,
that's heavy.
Yeah,
we got to use that one, because that goes with this too. Get that clip where he says, why do my eyes hurt? And he looks at him with pena, like sad, like damn.
Right.
He said, because you never used them.
He
said, you never used them before. Well, that's that same thing that you read here. And get me the one with the blind grope at noonday, because those two go together with that clip.
That was heavy.
I guess we do a movie night, too.
Let's go.
What's that? It's talking about Hebrews, where their exercises have been exercised.
Their senses have been exercised.
Yeah.
Yep. You can put that there, too. That's right.
Yeah.
Come on, give me that. Why do my eyes hurt? Yeah, boy, that's a good one. Woo. Boy, I love this movie, man. I loved it when I first saw it, and I wasn't nowhere near the truth. Truth didn't come like to like damn 10 years later almost when after I saw this, but good.
I'll get the volume. Get the volume.
Do we have volume?
There it is. It's coming in.
Am I dead? Far from it.
Stop. You hear that? Am I dead?
Hey, that makes it he who will lose his life will gain it, right?
Right?
Am I dead? Come on.
Am I dead? Far from it.
Passes out. They working on him.
That's heavy.
Look. That's application of the laws. They finding the sin. They taking all that stuff out.
Right. I gotta start watching movies.
He still needs a lot of work.
He said, "Go back a little. Look what he said. He said something about a lot of work."
Yep.
He still needs a lot of work.
Oh, he still needs to go through Man of Valor Camp 101.
Your muscles have atrophied. We'll be building.
He says his muscles have atrophied. We'll be because he's never used them before.
Right.
He's never exercised.
That's heavy.
His senses. To discern good and evil, to discern right and wrong. Go ahead, come on.
You've never used them before.
Wait, go back. We missed the part where he said, "Why do my eyes hurt?" Come on.
We've done it, Trinity. We found him.
I hope you're right.
You'll have to hold me. I know it. Am I dead? Far from it. He still needs a lot of work.
How are you doing?
Your muscles have atrophied. We're rebuilding.
Why my eyes are?
I've never used them before.
Boom. Damn, he said, why do my eyes hurt? He's never used them before.
Hey, D, I hate to keep jumping in, but he never exercised that sense that we have that it talks about
right.
in Sirach.
Right, right. No, the, in Hebrews, you talk about, right? Where it says, by exercise of use to discern between good and evil.
That one as well. That,
what's the other one in Sirach?
The one in Sirach where it talks about we have, like, that other sense of discernment.
Oh,
yeah.
You're talking about the cogitations and the interpretation.
Senses, yeah.
Right, right. You're talking about that as well. He haven't done it like that. Get me the one in Deuteronomy about like the blind groping at noonday.
I got it.
And then go back to the eyes failing for the vain thing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, come on.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28 and verse 29. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness.
Meaning you're going to see. You're going to see things around you. You're going to – it's not that you're really blind, right, as far as physically.
Right.
You'll see the construct of this world.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to see the real truth. So that's why it says you're groping, right, at noonday as the grind, as the blind gropeth what?
As the blind gropeth in darkness.
Because it's like you're blind. It's like your eyes, you've never used them before. Is that in that verse?
No, sir.
Come on.
And thou shalt not prosper in thy way.
Why? Because your ways will prosper if you seek the kingdom of heaven first, Christ said. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all these things will be delivered unto you. Come on.
And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore.
Right. So your freedom is based and predicated on your mind getting sealed with these laws, statutes, and commandments. Then that's when you start to free your mind to be able to see those things. Now go back to where we were about your eyes have failed.
I got one.
All right. Let him read this one first.
Okay.
And no man shall save thee.
And no man shall save thee. Because only the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ can save you from that. Come on.
Right. The book of Lamentations, chapter 4, verse 17. As for us, our eyes as yet failed for our vain help.
Why do my eyes hurt? You've never used them. They failed you because you're blind. Even though there's daylight all around you, even though you see all types of things in front of you,
right.
You've never been shown what's right or wrong.
Right.
You've never been taught, like it says in Ezekiel 3 and 11, thus saith the Lord. Until you've seen an Israelite, nobody's told you, thus saith the Lord.
You know what's happening. The first verse in Deuteronomy is a blind man groping in darkness. It's always dark for him, so he don't even know that he's not seeing.
Yep. Yep.
It's the same
That's
with
it.
What you just said.
Boom. Give him a bomb for that. Give the officer a bomb for that. Go to Isaiah 48. What you said.
Wait,
finish that verse. Finish that verse. Come on.
In our watching, we have watched for a nation that could not save
us. Why? Because our eyes have failed us. Because we're blind. We don't even realize that we're in the dark. Right? Mm. Not until the light is shown unto you. And then you have a moment like this.
Right.
Why do my eyes hurt? Mm. He looked at him like sad, bro.
He did. He like genuine.
Like genuine pity. He said, because you've never used them.
Right.
And then I don't know if it's in this clip, but there's like another scene where like he vomits and passes out because it's just too much for him. Yeah, we don't need to get it. We don't need to get it. We don't need to get it. It was overload for him. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Get what you got before he loses his fire. Don't lose the fuego.
Isaiah 43 and 8. What you said is, I'm about to bring it out.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 43 and verse 8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears.
Oh, we have eyes, but we are blind.
Bring them forth.
Bring them forth.
The blind who have eyes and the deaf who have ears. That's when Christ said, him who have an ear to hear, let him hear.
Right.
It's going into that same thing. You got to free your mind.
Can I get one more real quick? Proverbs 29. I know this is Bishop Yawasa's, one of his favorite scriptures.
Yeah.
It's heavy, man. Go ahead and get it.
29 and?
18.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish.
So when we don't have the eyes that can see, when there's no vision, the people perish. You see that our people were constantly in a condition where we were dying spiritually. Read.
But he that keepeth the law.
That what?
That keepeth the law.
But he that keepeth the law. Read.
Happy is he.
He's happy because he's been given vision. He's woken up spiritually. He can see what he's looking
at. He sees the light.
Right. Oh, praise. Okay. Hey, Deacon Javier, I'm going to get us banned. I keep showing. He said, you know, they're sensitive about the Matrix. We're not going to show no more clips. That's why I said we can't keep going into anymore. That's it. We've been good on that. He said we'll get the channel blocked. Damn it, freaking Esau. Hey, what else do we have video wise that
The Creflo?
Oh yeah. Did you find it where he said it?
Yeah.
We're shaking things up. He just trying to save his.
He's trying to get ahead of what's coming.
Yeah. Hey, because he heard the warning.
Yeah.
We coming for the mega churches next.
Right.
What's
that? Where Craig? Who warned you? Who warned you? Snakes and vipers.
Right. Is it Matthew 23 where he curses them out like the whole chapter?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I think I know what you're saying.
The whole chapter he says
he curses them out biblically.
Yes.
So you can use that. You could call snakes and vipers. But go ahead, play this.
God bless you. You may be seated. I want to start off by saying to you that I'm still growing. And that the teachings that I've shared in times past on the subject of tithing were not correct. And today I stand in humility to correct some things that I've taught for years and believed for years, but could never understand it clearly because I had not yet been confronted with the gospel of grace.
I've not been confronted by the Israelites.
Who confronted them?
Go ahead.
Look at his face.
I won't apologize because if it wasn't for me going down that route, I would have never ended up where I am right now.
Yeah.
He's not rich.
But I will say that I have no shame at all at saying to you, throw away every book, every tape, and every video I ever did on the subject of tithing, unless it lines up with this. I've done some corrective teaching in the last 8 years, but not to the degree of what we're getting ready to do now.
Oh, man. So you're going to reimburse all his stolen money? Nah, he said, I ain't going to apologize because I wouldn't have been here.
He's creating enemies with the Christian church, too, because now you know the other, they going to see it.
I didn't hear the rest of it. I'm sure he smoothed it over so that he's still...
Part of me wanted to be like, oh, snap. But then I'm like, nah, knowing these brothers, ye vipers.
Right. And listen, money's a defense. So yep. Alms is different than tithing. Tithing is
a
compulsory.
Okay.
Is the word that they use, meaning you have to do it.
Right.
That's how they position it in the church, right? But the scripture says, every man giveth as he purposeth in his heart. So, yes, you need alms and you need money to be able to what? A defense against being out on the street, not having a place to fellowship, right? Not having lights in the building,
right?
Not having the equipment and the means to be able to broadcast and do the things that we need to do, right? So, you know, alms do need to be given. But it's not compulsory like they do. That's the term that they would use. Compulsory meaning you must be like you compelled. You have to give it.
Okay.
And that's the problem with the tithing doctrine, right? Is that they're taking that because, you know, like the one brother, the freaking old guy in the clip was saying you can't use a goat or vegetables to pay a light bill.
Right.
You're right. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to make that thing mandatory, that 10% and all that other stuff, you know, to that degree. It's something that you give out of a cheerful spirit, out of a willing heart.
Yes.
And that's how you give that forth, right?
Hey, Deke, so, and all of our forefathers had jobs.
Right.
And they still taught the gospel.
Right,
so.
Right. Yep. So, yep, alms is completely different, completely different. All right. I want to get into the social construct thing before I get into the other thing. All right, before we switch gears on that, let's get the clip with the TikTok clip with the Northern Kingdom brother.
Ah.
Okay. All right. Let me play this. All right.
We can't make this full screen, huh? There you go.
So we're switching gears just a little bit, and then we're going to run it back to the social engineering. All of this is part of the social engineering because it's going into how our minds are programmed. Mm-hmm. By this system, by this construct, to accept and do these things, right? We'll recap about the social engineering definition, and then we'll jump into the social construct definition as we go over some clips and things like that. But go ahead.
Start it from the beginning.
Now he wilding out. He confused with his Pharaoh thing and all that stuff like that. But go ahead.
That's the first time I see a light skinned brother be like in the Egyptology stuff. Go ahead.
And this gives me 1839, the largest market of African slaves was in Cuba. The Africans escaped. Ha! The Africans escaped and joined. You ready for this? Are you ready for this? Like, seriously, this gives me goosebumps. This gives me goosebumps. My Caribbean people, if you are Puerto Rican and you got a problem with Dominicans, if you're Dominican and you have problems with Puerto Ricans because your abuela made that okay, we're about to crush that right now. To my Cubans, oh, I don't identify, papi, I don't identify as African. Bro, slow your roll. All right, so the Africans that escaped in Cuba joined with the surviving Tainos. Tainos? Huh. What other nationality loves to say they're Taino? Oh, shit. That's right. Puerto Ricans. So the Africans escaped and joined with the surviving Tainos to become the Palenques.
Yeah, we gotta look that up.
Cuban Africans joining with Taino natives, which is where Puerto Ricans take a lot of their culture from? What? Cubans? And there's also ports in the Dominican Republic and Haiti, which became split markets of France and Spain, the same people who conquered all of us? All of us? All of us. We're literally the same people. 1839, the largest market of...
Get me Jeremiah 50:33, because this is what he's basically saying. Because when he says the largest slave market in the Caribbean was in Cuba, it don't mean that the Cuban people were selling as slaves. It means that we were conquered, right? And that was the Most High bringing Southern and Northern Kingdom back together on this side of the earth, all right? That was the beginning of that. So we were already conquered by the conquistadors, Spain, all right? They came over, which is Edom, okay? They came over here. They conquered us. Taino, Arawaks, those were the Caribbean of our people. Then, of course, you have Incas, Mayas, Aztecs, all right? And we were already conquered. And then they brought more slaves over, what he says, from Africa, and that's going into the diaspora, right? Because you read that in Luke when it says flee to the mountains. You read that in Matthew where Mary and Joseph, Matthew 2, hid, right? So it's letting you know that they got Israelite slaves from there. They wanted to bring them to this side of the world, right? Because, again, that's another part of social engineering and a social construct, that we're not all one people.
Right.
That we're not all one people. Bro, without fail, every time me or some other brother that has light-skinned teachers, there's always a one or two scoffers in the feed talking about that ain't Israel.
Right.
That ain't Israel.
Fighting to defend it.
Right, right. They're all freaking bugging out off of that.
Mm.
You know? Anyway, read this.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 50 and verse 33. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together.
Now that's right. So we wound up coming back together in captivity.
Yep.
So even though, like you read in 2 Ezra 13, how we came over to this side of the world, Mosiah said, no, here, you're going to be back together again.
Right.
You're going to be oppressed together again.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, come on. And all that.
And all that took them captive.
In this particular case, the Spaniards, the Spanish, come on.
Held them fast.
Yep.
They refused to let them go.
They refused to let us go because we're what made them rich. We're what gave them the ability in this country to build the empire that they did based on free labor.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So yeah, I just wanted to show that clip to kind of break that up as I continue to go into this. All right. Let me get social engineering. We're going to recap that. Let's get social engineering. Go ahead. Read that.
Social engineering is a term used.
No, that's not it. I gave you some links for that. Social engineering sociology put. Engineering sociology. Damn, there's still a lot of stuff I got in there that
a
I didn't
lot.
Go over. Okay, read this. That's it.
Social engineering is a top-down effort to influence particular attitudes and social behaviors on a large scale.
Right, so this goes back to that clip in The Matrix, what we're seeing. It says it's a top-down effort, right? We brought this out. We were talking about Psalms 83,
mm-hmm.
How those nations were confederate, meaning the ruling elect do this. It's a top-down. And they push this all through the ranks, all right, to influence particular attitudes, come on.
Most often undertaken by government.
Particular attitudes and social behaviors on a large scale. So one of the ways, one of the biggest ones of social engineering is Christianity, is religion,
yeah.
All right? Christianity being the number one religion,
right.
Okay? So they push that out there because what that does is that influences the attitudes and social behaviors of all people. They'll put their own nations in the mix as that as just casualties of war,
mm-hmm.
but particularly targeted against us. And then it says, come on, most
often undertaken by government.
So letting you know when it says top down, it starts from the very upper echelons of government. Come on.
But also carried out by media, academia, or private groups.
Right, so academia is like all these things that they're doing in the schools where they're trying to change the way, like they're not referring to them as slaves, but as immigrants,
right.
As not teaching slavery in the school system and
yeah.
things like that.
Yeah.
They're trying to change the mindset by media. Another way that this is done is through the Sodom agenda,
mm-hmm.
with the homosexuality.
Right.
So why you would ask, why are you so keen on making sure that there's representation in a random comic flick?
Mm.
Has nothing to do to further the plot,
right.
The relationship.
Kids shows.
It has nothing in kids shows to further the narrative of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you go out of your way to show, you know, a mom and a mom, like they say, and a dad, or, you know, some sort of type of homosexual relationship?
You seen the pregnant Ken doll that they posted
yeah,
recently?
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah.
I saw that
pregnant
too.
Pregnant Ken.
Right? So you have all this type of confusion, and you best believe that that thing is pushed from the very upper echelons. Why? To what end? Come on.
Most often undertaken by governments, but also carried out by media, academia, or private groups,
mm-hmm.
in order to produce desired characteristics in a target population.
So that's hip talk, right? That's dog whistles. It says they want to produce certain characteristics in a target population. I don't want to rehash a lot of what we already went over. I'm giving you the shorthand version of this. You can go back through the feed on the YouTube pages, and you'll see, just look for any of the ones that say social engineering, and you'll know that we covered this in depth. We went into how this is basically going into Willie Lynch. We
Everything.
Spoke about how this is talking about First Maccabees 1,
mm-hmm.
40 all the way down to like 50 something, where it talks about
we forget
to
the
end that we forget the law, right, and don't keep the law and profane the Sabbath days and all that. Because why? They wanted certain characteristics. Those characteristics was the condition that we're in now.
That's what we read earlier about the turning the things upside down. That's
yep.
what they're doing. You're turning of things upside down, and it tells you who. The government.
Right. So what they're really saying when they say that these are the people who've turned the world upside down is that we're upsetting the status quo of this social engineering.
Right.
We're reversing the curses.
Yeah. Right. Go ahead. Read on.
Social engineering can also be understood philosophically as deterministic phenomenon, where the intentions and goals of the architects of the new social construct are realized.
So meaning it's constructed, right? This is why it, in that matrix scene, it says it's a system. When you get into the second matrix and the third one, I think they talk about the architect,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And he starts talking, you know, it went a little off the rails with two and three, but he talks about the architect and how the matrix was constructed so that they can realize their goals, right? Their goals and their intentions. Come on.
Some social engineers use the scientific method to analyze and understand social systems in order to design the appropriate methods to achieve the desired results in the human subject.
Right. So they study us. We're a phenomenon to them. We're curio to them. And they study how we move and how we operate. You see that when you read the journals of how the conquistadors came over here and they
yeah.
observe our cultures and how we did things. And they use that against us.
Right.
They said, okay, listen, we can use this to target the behavior change in that. They did that with Gad when they said, hey, they're super dependent on the bison.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They said, so you know what? Hey, one of the things that we can do, we can engineer change and their dependency and their freedom simply by taking away something that they rely on so heavily, not just for food, but for clothing, for shelter, and
right.
everything else that they do.
The Greeks did it with the Maccabees, where it was, oh, they don't fight on the Sabbath, let's go attack on
yes,
the Sabbath.
Yes, same thing. So they study that and they move it. So they have this whole science thing around it on how they deal with this.
You think about it too. Even right now, we were talking about in the beginning with COVID,
mm-hmm.
how COVID initially was a test trial to see how we would respond.
Right.
They're studying our patterns, our
right.
behaviors, how
right.
we respond. To
yeah, it's a
doing.
Pandemic, right? So yeah,
right.
now they're hitting with the monkeypox and they're trying to throw that out there before they put the next one out there,
right.
right? To kind of see, right? It's a social experiment. The thing with the mask, how many will be compliant? How many won't? Who are the ones that are resisting it, right? Okay, we're going to put this vaccine out. Who's taking it? Who's not? What are the groups that are? Which are the groups that aren't? You saw a lot of data like that dealt with ethnicity and race,
right?
Right? It wasn't. They'll say social class because it's like it's a safer word
right.
than to say race or ethnicity.
Yep.
They'll say socioeconomic status. That's a fancy way to say where the blacks and Hispanics are. I was going to use the derogatory terms they use, but
right.
I might get in trouble for that.
Hey,
they
recently,
YouTube
too,
stuff.
Even with the kids,
mm-hmm.
they put it out there showing that Elmo got the vaccine shot.
Wow. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Bishop Nathaniel posted something where they put out like initiatives to get the black church to talk to people about getting vaccinated. You know, so they always go to those type of people, those type of influencers, right, to go ahead and try to convince us that something's okay.
That's what did you see that they posted recently with Kendrick Lamar? He did a performance with a crown on his head,
mm-hmm.
trying to convince people about the women's rights.
Yeah, I was going to say, right, he put the crown on his head, but then he's talking about women's rights, like
right.
abortion rights.
So go keep killing your baby.
Right. Hey, it's funny. I saw something the other day. Speaking of that, they said all these people mad about, the abortion being effectively banned. And they're like, these are the same people that was trying to get us to get vaccinated, even if you didn't want to.
Mm.
So the hypocrisy. It's really the same people that, right, my body, my choice,
right?
Right,
right, right.
My
right.
body, my choice.
That's heavy.
But not if it means to get vaccinated, though,
hell
right?
Nah.
Only if it's to kill the life that's inside of me.
Damn.
Mm. Mm. But for vaccines, no, shut up.
Right.
Take the vaccine. You're not being considerate of other people. Come on, man, get out of here. I already did my Roe versus Wade show, and I think we did a replay on it, so that's why I'm not talking about the abortion thing.
Mm-hmm.
You want my take on that, you know, you can go ahead and look at that. And then,
subscribe.
And then Deacon Isaac did an excellent class on Saturday in regards to that as well. So that's why I said, let me not keep smashing on that. But that's part of it, too. The fact that you put that in someone's mind, yeah, that's a social engineering thing where you say that that's okay. And there's some people out there talking about pro-choice, and they just don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then you got these freaking nasty, vile evil ass men haters, these women talking about well, cut off your dick or get a vasectomy. So that I could hoe around.
But
come on, man. Ridiculous. Your choice is when you open your legs.
Right.
That's your choice. That's your choice. That's when you had the time to make a damn choice. Anyway, social construct. Let's get into that. Social construct. Constructionism. Click on it. Go back to where we were, social engineering. And then click on social construct.
There we go.
Oh, it is the same thing. My bad. I apologize. Is that Michael on there?
Yeah.
I apologize. You're doing a good job today, Michael. Soldier Michael. You're doing an excellent job. He's probably chuckling right now. Social constructionism is a theory in sociology, social ontology, and communication theory, which proposes that there are certain kinds of facts, which rather than depending on physical reality, this is the key takeaway with social constructs. Rather than depending on physical reality, instead depend on the shared ways of thinking about and representing the world that groups of people develop collaboratively. Mm. Let me give you a layman's term definition of what we just read, please. Okay. I'm going to make it super simple for you. Physical reality is, let me get Genesis 1, male and female made he them.
Right.
There's 127.
Yes, sir.
Let me get that. All right. That's physical reality. And then I'm going to show you the social construct of what's being brought out there. Come on.
The book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 27.
Bring it out.
So God created man in his own image.
Ah.
In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
God made two genders or two sexes.
That's physical reality.
Male and female. Social constructionism is, I can be whatever I want to be.
Ecclesiastes 7:29.
Even though that's not physical reality because you physically don't. And then, listen, if you got to get a surgery, that's not physical reality.
And you have that article about that girl that she regretted changing the transgender. We haven't gone over that.
Okay, so we got that, but I also got the clip with the sister and the other, the trans Asian.
Oh, God.
The transracial person.
Bruh.
But hold on before we get to that. I got to drive this home about social constructionism. So that's why sometimes when you might hear me say or others construct, this is what we're speaking about, right? When you hear system in that clip in The Matrix, he's talking about the social construct.
Right.
And if you go back and you run that movie back and you watch it with this type of understanding, you'll see what's really being said here. You'll make the parallels in the scripture, okay? So when it says which proposes that there are certain kinds of facts. So they say that it's fact that you can have more than one gender, right? Which rather than depending on physical reality,
right,
like we just read in Genesis 1:27, mm-hmm, right? Because you'll hear the other term, non-binary.
Right.
God is binary. He said, I made two, right, male and female. Binary means there's a pair. There's always a pair.
Mm-hmm.
Male and female is what he created.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's why he made the male's genitals a certain way to go inside the woman's genitals a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got two carpets, when you got two boxes, this is what you get.
Right.
When you got two rods, this is what you get.
Spark a fire.
Hell no.
You are now tuned in to the Power Hour Plus. Listen, I think that was a very safe way for me to say it.
Right.
It is what it is.
Right? Okay. You got to go on the rub carpets or sword fight, right? So it says, rather than depending on physical reality, that God's binary and he made male and female, it depends on shared ways of thinking, which come about through social engineering.
Right.
This is why they subtly will put these things in movies, in media, in ads and things like that.
Damn.
This is where it goes, give me that evil communication corrupts good manners.
Heavy.
All right? To see how they do this thing. Come on. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 33. Be not deceived. Cation, corrupt good manners. Why does he say be not deceived? Don't think that just because you have these commandments, this is why you got to be circumspect.
Mm-hmm.
This is why, again, I'm going to reference the clip where he says you got to realize that these people are your enemy unless their mind has been freed.
Mm-hmm.
You can easily be pulled back into that. When you watch the movie, the character Cypher wound up being going persuaded.
He says,
I mean, he couldn't be plugged back in. They wound up, killing him, but
ignorance is bliss.
Right. Ignorance is bliss. It says, be not deceived. Even, and the good, what's good, is the law, statutes, and commandments. So once you freed your mind, right, it's impossible for you to be able to go back
right.
into that. You can go and return to your vomit, but, like, your destruction is worse, right? Mm-hmm. So it says, instead of – and it's shared ways of thinking, representing the world that groups of people develop collaboratively. But they do this through the social engineering tactics. It's a top-down effort. They use media. They use government. They use your churches.
They,
all right?
What was the other one? There was like –
okay, run it back up. It said like three. And there's many more, which I didn't
right.
get into yet. Probably next week we'll dive deeper into the agents of socialization, because that's where I think this show is going to kind of graduate to. We're going to run back the agents of socialization
Ooh.
Going into that stuff and show you some of the major ones that they use – to influence and create these constructs among people, right?
Yeah.
So it said, no, go back to social engineering. Social engineering. You had it. Yeah. So it says they use media.
Mm-hmm.
So it says governments, media, academia, or private groups.
Mm-hmm.
That's that. That's those elite groups that put out agendas and narratives and things like that.
And then scientific method.
And then they use the scientific method to analyze and understand social systems. So what's going to get them to change in this?
Right.
All right, well, listen, we've destroyed the Israelite family, right? We've destroyed
right.
the Black and Hispanic family. All right, so now let's key in on this, right? These
on
women,
the kids.
These women seem to be really big on that, you know, the baby daddy ain't ish.
Mm.
So let's play on that.
Right.
And we could say that, you know, the woman can be what the man is and so on and so forth. Hey, and I haven't forgot about when I was doing Hard Times Create Strong Men. We're going to run that back, too,
right,
as we continue
right.
to go into that and the things that need to be taught, right? Because
That's
it's one
right.
thing to show you the it's one thing to give you the diagnosis, right? It's another thing to show you how we combat it.
Mm.
And, yes, simply combating it is applying these laws, statutes, and commandments together, but – you know, deeper, right? Go granular into it. And that's really the purpose of that other topic that we've been going over. But so that scientific method, they analyze and they study so that they can say, okay, this is the weak spots in the Black community, the Hispanic community. Send in Cardi B. Bam.
Send
yeah.
in what's his name?
Yeah, if we can convince this one to say something, then the rest of them will follow after this,
right.
so on and so forth. Go back to social construct.
They accomplish a diligence.
Right, right. Okay, social constructionism. So read it from the top for me. Go ahead.
Social constructionism is a theory in sociology, social ontology, and communication theory, which proposes that there are certain kinds of facts which, rather than depending on physical reality, instead depend on the shared ways of thinking about and representing the world that groups of people develop collaboratively.
Right. So the key word is that it's collaboratively, mm-hmm. that they realize that it takes a whole community to get behind something like that in order to affect the change. You read that in 1 Maccabees 1, where it says, and yea, also many of the Israelites consented
right.
unto the king's religion, right?
He sent it to all the nations round about him, too.
Yes, yes. So, right. And again, remember, that's what inspired the northern kingdom to come to this side of the world after they got their liberty. In 2 Ezra 13, they said, let's go whenever mankind dwell. We're there, we may be able to keep our laws like
mm-hmm.
we've never been able to keep here.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't call it this back then. You know, Esau and Time refined it and they put it out. And this is also academia. They teach this in sociology. They hire these type of people in governments and these private groups in high places. And it's a well-thought-out plan. They don't just do things randomly. There's
mm-hmm.
people sitting in a room somewhere that come up with these type of things and how they're going to continue to subjugate us and try to keep us away from the Most High being on our side, like you read in Judah 5.
Bishop Nathaniel was going over this about how they shoot at the poor secretly.
Mm-hmm.
Job 5, is there...
Yeah, that's part of this.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what he was bringing that out in that class, because I had to go back and watch it about the pale horse, and he was going over how they shoot at us secretly. They do things in dark, and this is what it is.
Right. So read on the theory.
Theory centers on the notion that meanings are developed in coordination with others rather than separately by each individual.
Right. So it says the theory centers on the notion that meanings are developed in coordination with others. Meaning that goes into the collaboratively. So you need a community. You need several people to be behind it.
Thinks.
Right.
Thanks.
So, for example, look at Black Lives Matter and what their real agenda is. So they'll do it under the guise of something else. And then when you get into the organization, you start seeing that, okay, they meld in all this other stuff that supposedly they stand for, right? Which is the destroying the patriarchal, which meaning –
led by the man, which is how the God ordained it, right? The flock of my pasture are men. And they try to put it up, so where it's matriarchal, and they'll put the woman in charge and the woman in front of things. And remember, God made two very distinct things. Listen, the reason a woman, I saw something online where it said something to the effect that nowadays women and just the whole world behind it are so caught up in women being able to do and be whatever a man can be, that then who's left to do what the woman was made to do?
Right.
There's purposes that the woman have that a man cannot fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
That's specifically for a woman, and there's honor in that. So like a pregnant can,
right?
That's not that's for a woman to fulfill,
yeah,
right?
No.
That's for a woman to fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a natural use, right? And not just sexual. I use that because it's the most obvious.
Correct.
But women have their own distinct thing. But they're so busy trying to be men. God already made the men to be that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So now, do you see how it disrupts the divine order when you as a woman try to fulfill what God already made something for?
You think about it. Like,
we got lions. Why are you trying to run around and be a lion?
Right. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, like, you look at with plants and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's you have the trees, the birds, and the bees. You tell that story, but what do you do if you
get
take
that? Get that real quick. That's exactly the thing that Nathaniel put up.
If you take away the bees and the bees just are gone, then how do the plants and the flowers pollinate? How do they reproduce? You can't.
Mm-hmm.
So God created the bee for a specific purpose,
right,
in this earth.
Right. Get that real quick. Yeah, there it is. Right. This is what he's talking about with the bees and stuff like that. Right. This is the confusion. Of social constructionism, of social constructs, all right? All part of the social engineering to have us jacked up. Go ahead, read that.
I feel bad for parents nowadays. You have to be able to explain the birds and the bees, the bees and the bees, the birds and the birds, the birds that used to be bees, the bees that used to be birds, the birds that look like bees, plus bees that look like birds but still got a stinger.
Damn.
That's so confusing. God damn,
bro. Right. So they use that. It says there. So it's not just birds and bees. Back in the day, that's what they used to say when you start to talk to your kid about, you know, how they were born, right?
Right.
It says the birds and the bees. He says, but nowadays, and because of social engineering, social constructionism, the bees and the bees, the birds and the birds, right? That means bees and bees, guy and guy, girl and girl. The birds that used to be bees, going into that transgender BS, right? The bees that used to be birds. The birds that look like bees, right?
Damn.
That's
the hell is this?
What do they call that? Transgenders, when you actually say you're the what's the other one they call? Where you just dress up like it? I can't even remember. I can't keep track of all of them.
Cross-dressing.
Cross-dressing.
There's or drag.
Yeah, transsexual, whatever it is.
Or drag.
Plus bees that look like birds but still got a stinger. Dang, that's the confusion that's in the earth nowadays. That's the confusion. Let me get Ecclesiastes 7:29 for social constructionism.
In the spirit.
Ecclesiastes 7:29.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7 and verse 29.
Right, because if you go back to that on the screen, notice it said that rather than these things depending on physical reality, it basically depends on bullshit.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Made up stuff.
Right.
Made up stuff.
And thoughts of men.
Right.
Right.
Come on.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7 and verse 29.
No,
this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions.
So let me show you some of the inventions and all the confusion. Get me that click with the sister and the trans Asian dude, all right?
Hey, before we get there, brothers and sisters, I just want to let y'all know this show is brought to you by, once again, IUIC-TV.
Dang, I had a flash to the shoulder. You got a flash. This show is brought to you by IUIC-TV.
Right. No, but, hey, prepare your minds for what we're about to see. When I saw this, I was like, bro, I was shocked. Just prepare your minds, brothers and sisters. It was the Facebook one.
Hey, this show, the first season is heavy, but after the first season, it died. This show brings out so many things that are wrong, and there's a lot of stuff you can pull with social engineering from season one.
What's the name of the show?
The clip he just had up was Atlanta, but this one is something different.
All right, play this real quick. If you could narrow in on the clip and it's relevant to the show, we could play it. But you got to explain it because I never seen it.
Yeah,
so,
me neither.
But do this first. Do this.
I need to step back.
All the way.
how you racially identify. What you are essentially saying is that you can change your race, and you can't change your race.
I'm Korean, you know, people need to accept that.
Now, the heaviness of this, I don't even want to give it away. It's not even that this dude is trying to say that he's Korean. Mm-hmm. You got to see how this whole social constructionism is just so retarded. I'm sorry if I kind of use the term, all right? This is social constructionism in action. Instead of physical reality, mm-hmm. all you need is a few people to get behind something like this, and it becomes the status quo, meaning the accepted norm in society. Mm-hmm. All right? Go ahead. Play this.
Tell me how you racially identify.
I identify as Korean. I used to live in Korea. I was living there for 1 year. I love the culture. I love the history, the people. You know, I put myself through a lot of pain. I've had a lot of surgical procedures to have more of a Korean aesthetic. I spent a lot of time learning the language, learning how to cook Korean food. I came out earlier this year, sharing that with the world. People didn't really get it. Not everybody will understand straight away, but I hope over time people will be kind of more accepting with me.
Transracial does not exist.
You've seen it's the same as the clip when you had a Judah brother that was out there on the streets holding up a sign, and you had a sodomite walked up to him, and he said, "I'm not a black man. I identify as a white woman. You need to acknowledge me as a white woman."
Social constructionism, because yeah. people will push that and say you have to accept that. The society at large will roll with that,
right.
And now you've created something that's not really real. It's not physical reality.
Right.
It's made up BS.
Yeah,
right.
But the sodomite got hurt because he was doing.
Right.
That.
I'll give you another example of how they try to use social constructionism. They'll say that we're a hate group.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say that we are anti-Semitic, yet the physical reality is our spirit beareth witness with the spirit of this Bible and our forefathers that we are the children of the book.
Right.
That's physical reality. So they'll use it in reverse as well in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Go ahead. Come on.
I think it is very, very harmful for us to push the narrative that it is possible.
Keep going. Listen to what she's saying, because this ain't even the worst of it. Go back a little. Go back. This ain't it. Listen to her response to him.
Right there. Yeah, right there.
Accepting with me.
Transracial does not exist, and I think it is very, very harmful for us to push the narrative that it is possible.
First of all, she says transracial don't exist with her blonde hair.
Right.
With her blonde dyed hair, leprous hair, all right? But let me stop. Just let it play, because that ain't even the punchline.
Or switch races.
I was not happy the way I was. I went to Korea and I had the most incredible experience of my life. It changed me, gave me happiness, and people have no right to take that happiness away from me.
I can't sit up here and say, oh, I'm suddenly a white woman. And if you as a white person say, oh, I can be black or I can be Korean, and I can't swap and benefit from the privilege that you benefit from, then it's clearly not an equal exchange. Because whiteness in this country has been set up in a way how I interact with the police, how I interact with the medical system can result in me dying. Cultural appropriation essentially dictates people who are ethnic minority, whatever they do isn't really of value. You don't deserve to be associated with something that you've created because a white person has either renamed it or used it for their profit. And
so
you
stop. So
are
she's saying some things that make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
But let's continue to watch.
Korean man, no matter how much surgery you do, no matter how much of the aesthetic you adopt,
nobody can take away what a minority group has been through. But I think when we do combine cultures, and millions of people now do almost adopt a lot of the Korean cultural aspects, because through K-pop or K-drama, they love it so much, they then start adopting those, whether that's the hairstyle, whether that's the fashion style, whether they want to go and live in Korea. We all have the right to choose how we identify, to be who we want to be. I'm Korean. You know, people need to accept that.
So let the ad play. Just maybe mute it out. We'll talk over the ad. Run it in the background, all right? Because we got to see the rest of it. You haven't seen the punchline yet. You haven't seen the buzz, because it is a punchline. It's laughable. Because you look at it and you're like, damn, she really going into this guy. This is a social construct.
Mm-hmm.
Transracialism.
Hey.
You just wait and see. You just wait and see. Let me know when that commercial is over. All right?
Go.
Okay. Go ahead. Play it.
No sound.
I think we need to recognize that white supremacy is a global issue. What you are essentially saying is that you can change your race, and you can't change your race. And I think if you don't recognize that power imbalance, in what you're doing, and how it's disrespectful to me. You're just kind of proving the point that you're doing this for money and attention.
No, I agree with that. Every person that was, you know, born Asian, they do go through these struggles. But I understand what you're saying in terms of white privilege. I've never had that experience, you know, but I am not one of those people. I am completely different. So I don't like to be put in the same category as someone like that. I understand some people might get offended by what I do, but I'm not actually going out there doing bad things. I'm not doing anything to hurt people. I'm just living my truth. I'm doing what makes me happy.
So you identify as queer, right?
Non-binary.
Non-binary. Okay, I recognize that.
Stop. Thank you. Did y'all just see what happened?
Yeah, no.
She was going in on this dude.
Right, right.
Making a hell of a lot of sense.
And then she just like, I'll accept that.
You can't be transracial. This white supremacist, it's the white agenda pushing this, that, and the other.
Right.
Are you non-binary? Yes. Okay. I can accept that.
Right.
I told you that it's not even about him.
Right.
That's what he brought out in Proverbs. Mm. They that forsake the law praise the wicked.
Bro, you're that's okay. Exactly it. She has a problem with him trying to be Korean.
Right.
Spoke strong.
Right.
Speaking power to the truth. And then says, I will accept your non-binary.
It's already been put in her mind, society, that she cannot not accept that.
Yes.
That, like, it's already ingrained in her.
Yes.
If I say anything against that, then I look.
Yes. That's, yes. Yeah. Yes. So she will accept the non-physical reality that you cannot be male or female.
Mm-hmm.
But she won't accept this transracialism. The whole thing is BS.
Right.
The whole thing is BS. Read Ecclesiastes 7:29 again.
The whole thing from her hair to this. I don't know what the hell this guy is.
Read
Michael Jackson looking like, man.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7 and verse 29. Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions.
Inventions. So there's all types of confusion. Read on. Let me see if she says, I think she might say even a little more. I prayed a little more.
So if you as a non-binary person are adopting the culture of a minority in a minority, because we know that the queer experience in Korea is, you know,
it's very difficult. That's why I was speaking up, and actually I helped a lot of people by doing that.
What you are doing is really giving white savior, like it really is, because you seem to
see. Her accepting that you can be another gender is
right.
The same thing.
Right.
She falls in the same category.
But she don't even
She's literally a physical walking confusion of
yes.
Opposition of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like she's representative of it, but she's trying to verbally shut them down. I think she says more about being accepting homosexuality and all that stuff. But my point was, I want to show you social construct in the simplest form, because you read it and you're like, huh? And then it's like
that's
a social construct.
Just because of the
that's a
wording.
That's a social construct,
you just
right?
In action.
That's a social construct. White and black are social constructs. You're right. God made Israelites.
That's right.
God made Israelites. So, you know, good. That's good. People's thinking. They're starting to see all the social constructionism around them with all this type of stuff.
Right.
All this type of stuff. Let's get Genesis 11 and 1. Let's get Genesis 11 and 1.
That's heavy. Book of Genesis, chapter 11 and verse 1.
Yeah.
And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech.
There was one physical reality at that time.
Right.
There was one. It was one language. It was one speech. Come on.
And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar. And they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven.
So what I'm showing you here, biblically, is the birth of social constructionism.
Mm.
All right? I'm going to show you when confusion started in the history of the earth. Come on.
And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. And they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do.
Which they have imagined to do.
Heavy.
Not based on physical. Let's go back to social constructionism.
That's heavy.
Let's read this again.
That.
Read it. Social constructionism.
Social constructionism is a theory in sociology, social ontology, and communication theory,
which proposes that there are certain kinds of facts, which...
So it's so warped that they'll say that this becomes a fact only because it's accepted by a collective of people. Come on.
Rather than depending on physical reality...
Come on.
Instead, depend on the shared ways of thinking about and representing the world that groups of people develop collaboratively.
That's what we're reading right here in the history of the Tower of Babel. Read verse Genesis 11 and 6 again.
The book of Genesis, chapter 11 and verse 6. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have begun,
and
they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them.
So now they start this one thing, and then more comes. So you see escalation. First it was normalizing homosexuality, then normalizing transgenderism, now normalizing transracialism, so on and so on and so forth. Come on, read.
And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do.
Which is not based on physical reality, but they have imagined to do. Come on.
Verse 7. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel.
Babel, which means confusion. Come on.
Because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth.
So even social constructionism, though it's manipulated from the top down, like we read with social engineering, it's of the Lord.
Right.
It's of the Lord that he allows this confusion. He allows this type of stuff to come into play and
right.
do that. Right. Get me the one about speak plainly. Because someone says something in the comment feed here and I don't want people. Yeah. John. No, that's not it.
What I tell you in secret? No.
Yeah. Is that it? I think it starts with that.
Yes. Open.
Yeah.
Hey, Deke, while they get it, somebody commented and said, white dude had cornrows, the sister had blonde hair.
Bro, yeah. confusion all over the place.
Emotional damage.
Tribu
burro. Damage. No, let me see.
And then I have a script, too, when we get a chance.
John 16:29.
The book of St. John, chapter 16 and verse 29. His disciples said unto him, lo, now speakest thou plainly and speakest no proverb.
Right. So someone's in the comments here and they think the social construct, there's no black, there's no white, there's just Israel, there's no color. You're right. But when we're speaking to our audience, which is not just Israelites that accept that, we have to speak plainly. We have to speak in what they say colloquialisms, which is in common speech, right? Mm-hmm. And most people, when you say Israel and you don't say black and you don't say Hispanic and you don't say white, they are going to have these social constructs in their heads of what that is and what that represents. If you say Israel or Israelite, they're not thinking, by and large, are people of what's known today as so-called blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, mm-hmm. those scattered that fit the curses. They automatically default and think of either the Israelis in Israel, who are not Israelites, they came up with a word called Israeli, or they're going to think of the Jewish, right? And the prototypical Jewish with the yarmulke and how they dress and all that stuff like that. So it's important, though, in order to reach our people, that we speak in such a manner, in those colloquialisms where we speak plainly unto them, in the way that the social constructionism has their mind. Because you got to reach through to them. You got to be able to get through to them and speak that in that language.
Right. Cause them to understand.
What
verse did we read?
That was John 17?
16:29. 16? That was 16:29. There's another one I can't remember off the top of my head that goes into it. I even think Bishop brought it out on Saturday. I just don't have it in front of me off the top of my head.
There's 25 as well. He talks about plainly of the
No, he says he plainly showed the Father, right. Yeah. So that's different, right. Yes. I think because if I go any further, because I want to go into social behavior, I got to break down how they say that, and they call it reflective and impulsive, and I'm going to show you in the scriptures what that type of behavior is. So I'll probably save that for the next show. So we will be on next week. I think it's the week after is when the new moon hits, so I can't do that. Y'all got any closing thoughts on anything?
Can I get one script?
Go ahead.
Go to 2 Ezra real quick. That Genesis you brought out was heavy, because it was, you brought out the fact that social construct was going into that which they have imagined to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the importance of why we're on this earth and what we do, right? Second Ezra chapter, chapter 7, and start at verse 21.
Book of Second Ezra chapter 7, verse 21. Yeah. For God hath given me straight commandments.
So God hath given straight commandment, read.
To such as came.
So he gave us plain laws. He made man upright. He told us what is right and wrong in his sight, read.
What they should do to live.
Which gives us life, read.
Even as they came, and what they should, and what they should observe to avoid punishment.
So God told us plainly what we should observe to avoid punishment, what we need to focus on, read.
Nevertheless, they were not obedient unto him, but spake against him and imagined vain things.
That's the same thing. We spake against him and imagined vain things. So it's heavy, because it made me think of this, because we've been given, God literally gave us his oracles, what is right in his sight. We've been shown what is pleasing to the Lord. Us, while everybody else is going along with this agenda, it's up to us to fight back, to hold fast to what God gave us, to keep things in order.
Hey, officer, and the commandments aren't grievous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the spirit.
Right, right, right. And keep talking. There's something else I wanted to
read. The
at.
Next
Hold
verse.
On.
Verse 22. Nevertheless.
23.
Verse 23. And deceived themselves by their wicked deeds,
mm-hmm.
and said of the Most High that he is not, and knew not his ways.
That's it. So, and deceived themselves by their wicked ways. And I saw a comment earlier that Babylon now, it's not no longer confusion, it's opinion. And that's what the scripture says right here. Oh, well, that's my opinion. That's what I believe. That's what I think.
Right.
And that's true, because now you deceive yourself. Well, technically, scientifically, if the studies show, we don't give a damn about the studies. What did God say?
Right.
He made man upright. We don't give a damn about opinion.
Right.
It's what God said.
Get Ephesians 4 real quick. Ephesians 4 and verse 18. Because that's heavy. What you just said, it started at 17. What you just said is heavy, because they start to walk in their opinions. They start to go off of what they think is okay, what they think is right. But we just read earlier that by media, by these different things, these things are being planted. So you're not really thinking for yourself.
It's not your mind.
It's not your mind.
It's your oppressor's mind, because
right.
he has planted these things.
Right.
He has studied us and our sin. And said, okay, let's do this.
Right.
And now you have the mind of your oppressor. That's why the scripture says, the thoughts of the Lord are not our thoughts. His ways are higher. And our mind right now is media, TV, social media, TikTok, YouTube.
Right.
All this stuff.
Verse 17.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk no more as other Gentiles, walk.
So read it one more time from the top.
This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord,
right.
that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk.
So the scripture says that we henceforth, going forward, we shouldn't be walking as the other Gentiles. We read in Genesis 11, they were all on one accord, and they were going contrary to what God told them to do. They were going off their imagination. But we should not be walking that way, read.
In the vanity of their mind.
They were walking, the Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. They're walking in what they think is right or what they think is okay in their own opinions.
Right,
or
the self-imagined.
Right, Genesis. Imagination.
Social construction.
Mm-hmm. Social constructionism. Mm-hmm.
Read.
Having the understanding darkened.
When we walk in our own thoughts, our own opinions, we have our understanding darkened, read.
Being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them.
And that's what alienates us from God. God pulls further away from us when we walk in the vanity of our mind and we stop going with what God said is right. Mm. Read.
Because of the blindness of their heart.
And you go right back to that blindness which we're striving to come out of. So we got to keep that in mind. We can't walk as the rest of these other Gentiles walk. We've been shown this marvelous life.
Right. Oh, praises to the Most High. Oh, praise.
You got being in the past. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. All right. Hey, so that's the show. We're going to cut it there. We still got more. Like I said, there's a lot to go over. And what's great about this topic is that even the stuff that's going on in the earth, it's all social construction to show you how heavy this stuff is. The imagined, right? The inventions that they put out to try to keep us estranged from the laws of God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real heavy that this stuff comes out. Lord's will, next week we'll be continuing on with this. We're going to go into social behavior and how they study it and they know it, and we show you in the Bible what it's really going into and what they're trying to keep us away from versus just what they want us to move towards, right, with their social construct. So what are we doing Saturday? Spanish, English?
Spanish.
Okay, Saturday on Facebook exclusively at the Lost 144K, 11 a.m. Arizona time. We have La Hora del Poder. All right, it's the Spanish one-hour version of the Power Hour. You can tune in on there, all right? Make sure you support. We have the social media links on there, at IUIC Phoenix, at the Lost 144K. At IUIC Phoenix is Instagram. At the Lost 144K is the Facebook radio show page. Twitter, at IUIC Phoenix. And if you're watching us on IUIC Classrooms, head on over to IUIC Phoenix, all right, on YouTube. Hit the subscribe, hit the like, turn on notifications, all right? Grow the Phoenix page, all right? It helps the algorithms so that Israelites, whether black, white, brown, whatever shade they're in, we have somebody in there scoffing in the chat.
Speckled bird
that we are, okay? Here in Arizona, can find us and be able to learn more so that we can...
get out of here.
We can help them use their eyes. We can help them build their muscles up, their stretching muscles, all right, and go from there. So that's the show, all right? Y'all stay safe out there. With that, we say shalom.
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 It's from my southern kingdom.
Bro, that Genesis 11 was heavy.
Yeah, bro. I had to time it.
Yeah, man, literally, that was...
Sometimes like when you're preparing a topic, bro, like you run back scriptures that you just, you know, this could be an example for this, an example for that. That's like growth and understanding versus just memorizing precepts. There's some things and there's certain precepts that you
gotta tell each other, let's be friends, because we above all nations and we better than them. We the salt of the earth, and we've been kings since birth. Hey, we put the kingdom first, hey, and they gon' get this work, hey, we was chosen, not cause we the most of the people, few in numbers, but we over the people, we gods of this earth, we ain't supposed to be equal, stop playing, you emotional people, the good gotta triumph over the evil, so my foot's on the throat of the eagle, their tongues will confess that we the people, cause my nation ain't never been feeble, for the southern kingdom, from Yasharala. Hey, one nation. This for the northern kingdom, Bibararasa. We one nation. This for the southern kingdom, from Yasharala. Hey, one nation. This for the northern kingdom, Bibararasa.
I can't take one step without my brothers too. Vamos los muchachos, yeah, you know there's one for you. Me gusta el arroz con pollo, tacos, chilangos, sipping on cervezas with all mi hermanos. Judah and Eve from that's the two kingdoms. Now we one nation over these heathens. Royalty bloodline, we be the choice vine. Better repent for you run out of time. My father gave me salt and the light, yeah, yeah. We strong in the Lord and his might, yeah, yeah. Better be careful of fire. Change all your ways or you'll be his desire. Whoa, gotta stay away from Satan changing my mind, friend. Yeah, you know we dying daily, turning it up on a feast day. Put this on replay, no longer divided cause we all one nation.
This for the southern kingdom, from Yasharala.
Hey, one nation.
This for the northern kingdom, Bibararasa.
We one nation.
This for the southern kingdom, from Yasharala.
Hey, one nation.
This for the northern kingdom, Bibararasa.